Music Tuesday.
Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of New Music Tuesday. I'm Kim Monroe.
And I'm Dixon. Welcome back, Kim.
Well, thank you very much. Back this week from Nashville.
That's right, you were in Nashville.
Doing a little boot scooting.
Nice.
Something like that.
And sessions being recorded or just...
No, we're getting ready to do a little something in the country music world, and I don't want to talk too much about it, but okay. It's coming up next month, so we'll tell you more about it when the time comes. And speaking of country music, why don't you get things started?
That's right. Country recording artist Phil Vassar has a new album out this week. It's called Prayer of a Common Man, and it's also a nice common man price of $7.99. It's $2 off its regular $9.99 price. And the album, or the song in this case, I should say, I wanted to feature is called This Is My Life.
Fat cats just getting fatter, lining their pockets, what does it matter? All I want is an honest wage, a piece of ground where my kids are safe. 80 bucks to fill my truck. Telling me times are tough, sticking it to the middle class. Well, they can kiss my price of gas. It's time to speak my mind. Hey, yeah, this is my life. Whoa, whoa, this is my life. Hey,
yeah. Phil Vassar and his new single, This Is My Life, from his new album, Prayer of a Common Man, new this week on iTunes. And keeping with our country theme, which I have to say is probably the first time we've had a country theme on this podcast, but there's a first time for everything.
Well, we got called out on it. Somebody wanted to know if we hated country music, but we don't.
No, we love country music.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. I don't know that much about country music, and I'll just say it.
Yeah, I'm learning, but we can learn. We can all learn together.
Exactly.
So the second band I saw when I found the Phil Vassar album this week on the country
section.
Gee,
I wonder how this one stood out to you.
I'm not going to say why it stood out to me, but the band's called Cross and Dixon.
Mm-hmm.
Just you guys can figure that one out. And they have a new single out. It's called I Love My Old Bird Dog and I Love You Too.
Aren't you supposed to say it more like I love my old bird dog and I love you too?
I think you just did an excellent job, so
well, let thank you
take that. But they're an up-and-coming country band, and they've been featured in the video game NASCAR 08 with their song Stomp. So they definitely seem to be kind of percolating onto the scene, if you will. And we want to play this new single. And again, it's called I Love My Old Dog, and I Love You Too.
You forgot Bird Dog.
Oh, Bird Dog.
It's a Bird Dog.
Bird Dog.
Well, I guess every now and then you're gonna land on a bad day. And though I still do, I know I can't complain. Cause I love what I do, love where I'm at, love a strong cup of coffee in my old black hat, my big wool blanket, sleeping in my cowboy boots. I love my old bird dog, I like to watch him run, love my red guitar, I bang around on some and I love.
Alright, that was Cross and Dixon with I Love My Old Bird Dog and I Love You Too. Here on the iTunes New Music Tuesday podcast, y'all.
See, I can get away with a little Southern drawl. I lived in Charlotte, North Carolina for a while, so I got the Southern. And actually, you got to slow it down a little bit.
Oh, okay.
You got to take it slower. Those crazy folks in California, they just talk too fast.
Apparently. That's why I'm a crazy Californian, so... Anyways, your picks.
All right, my turn. Tokyo Police Club. They've got, believe it or not, this is actually from their first full-length album. I didn't even realize this was their first one. They've got
They must have a lot of EPs then.
They do have a lot of EPs. This is their first full-length album called Elephant Shell, and it was pre-released, so it's actually been in the store since March 25th, but we've kind of kept it on the DL,
as
it
were. You hadn't heard of it, till now, it's new to you.
That's right. They did a Live from Soho for us last year, which is probably one of our more popular ones. And I picked the song called Your English is Good. It's a new one from Tokyo Police Club.
These are the lines that we straighten every year. But it's the second time they map the constellation. Gravel care. Until the town finds Christ, injustice is my middle name.
That was Tokyo Police Club, and your English is good. It seems like it should be a little more hacked up. Like, your English is well. Good.
Your English is well.
That's good English. I feel like, you know, you're doing the whole thing in a little country drawl all day long.
Or, you're good is English.
You're good is English.
That would be looking like some sort of translation.
You
from,
talk good.
From, like, online. Where if you took, like, a foreign language in school, you used to take, like, your English phrase and put it into the translation engine. It would come out all incorrect.
All mucked up, yeah. Story of the year. They're going to be on the Warped Tour this year. Big surprise. I think they've been on the Warped Tour a few different times.
Yeah, they've
times.
Done a few tours.
Yeah, yeah.
Had a lot of success, too. So.
Oh, yeah.
It's working well.
Great band. They're a brand new album, their third studio album called The Black Swan, was just released, and it's their first with their new label, Epitaph. It's politically and socially themed, and you'll probably hear a lot of that in this brand new track. It's called Wake Up, and it's brand new from Story of the Year. To the sound of this time bomb, to its deafening soul, 'cause you don't know what you got until it's That was Story of the Year from their brand new album, The Black Swan, and Wake Up.
It's also green friendly, because if you download it from iTunes, you're not buying a physical product. So you can be politically, socially, and eco-friendly.
Look at that.
All at the same time.
Oh, and today is Earth Day, isn't it?
Is today Earth Day?
Today is Earth Day.
Oh, happy Earth Day.
Okay. Your turn.
This next song came out actually last week, and I didn't even know it came out. It's actually called In God's Hands, and it's from Nelly Furtado. It's actually a track from her last album, but now it's been remixed with Keith Urban, providing like a duet. And I had no idea about the song, but my mom asked me if we had it on the store.
Aww.
And she says, do you have that new Keith Urban with Nelly Furtado track? And I won't lie, I thought my mom was mixing up some other artists because I hadn't heard of this coming out. And I looked it up, and it literally came out the Tuesday she asked me about it.
Man, she really taking care of the country today.
I know. Well, it's country and pop, so now we're bringing people together, pop fans and country fans. Take note of Nelly and Keith, and you have this great song. But anyways, I owe this all to my mom, so hey, Mom, hope you're listening to the show. But here it is. It's the new version of In God's Hands with Nelly Furtado featuring Keith Urban.
You said that you had said all that you had to say. You said, baby, it's the end of the day. And we gave a lot, but it wasn't enough, no. And we got so tired.
You just heard the latest single from Nelly Furtado. It's called In God's Hands, and it's featuring Keith Urban. It's a different version than the one that's on her new album, so you should definitely check it out. Staying in the pop world, Chris Brown has a new single out, and it's called Forever. And I have to say, Chris Brown is probably one of the busiest people in the music business right now.
Yeah, how's that?
He has a new album that came out. I think it was his second or third album this year. He's been doing collaborations with Kanye West and just...
He's pretty young, too, isn't
he? He's only, like, I think 18 or 19. And I've heard, and I kind of have to agree, there are parallels now between his career and a very young Michael Jackson, just putting out these really, you know, solid pop records at a very young age. And, you know, he's sort of like the Michael Jackson for the new millennium.
Well, let's hope that he doesn't follow exactly in Michael Jackson's footsteps, because that would be rather frightening. We don't need another one.
Perhaps. But for right now, check out the latest hit from Chris Brown. It's called Forever.
I'ma take you there, so don't be scared, I'm right here, baby. We can go anywhere, but first, it's your chance, take my hand, come with me. It's like I waited my whole life for this one night. It's gonna be me, you, and the dance floor, 'cause we only got one night. Double your pleasure, double your fun.
latest single, Forever, and it's from Chris Brown. It's not on his current album, but you can get it as a single today on iTunes.
Cool. Got something for you from Ninth Wonder and Buckshot from the new album, The Formula. This particular track is featuring Talib Kweli, and it's called Hold It Down.
Time fly by. There's so many people trying to make it in the world, so am I. I can't lie, I'll be on the side like here. Anything moving, I'm there. Soon as I hear money calling, I pick up a cell. Cautious, cause my little man in the cell. I can't even tell what's the setup, but sometimes I don't care, I'm dead up. As soon as I get up, I'm prepared to lock down the town like I'm the mayor. You know, stocks and shares, lock this year. Lay back in the cut, no, not this year. It's an all-out brawl, I fall out in line in my boot camp.
That was Ninth Wonder and Buckshot featuring Talib Kweli and Hold It Down. G-Unit from New York City. The album title for the new one from G-Unit has been changed about four different times, but it looks like they finally settled on an album title called Terminate On Sight, which is going to be due out June 24th, which is the same day as former G-Unit member The Game and also Nelly. And this single is called Rider Part 2.
I told you, boy, I'm a soldier, boy. I got no choice but to be a rider. I approach you, boy, with the toaster, boy. Got the point blank range and fire. I ain't trying to hit this money, supposed to be rich. Look, I'm just getting with my bread. See, I'm gonna lose my distance, cock my distance. Nigga, trip, I'll come for your head. Hey, your nigga in the ambulance telling you hold on. The choir in your funeral singing you so long. The top shot of that rock, proud of the block, got us. The pop hollows and pop bottles, the whole spot of it. The more paper, the more strip, we gon' get it. The 4/5 come with the imp, we ain't missing. I'm back.
Just heard the latest single from G-Unit and Rider Part 2. And we're ready for Single of the Week. Dixon.
That's right. It's time for Single of the Week. Every week in the iTunes Music Store, we have one song that we pick editorially, and it's a free download for you guys. It's something that we feel is a great song, and it's a great up-and-coming artist. This week's Single of the Week comes from Melody Gardot, who was actually featured on the podcast about a month ago. Her album's $5.99, and it was $5.99 a month ago. So now you have even more incentive to check her out, because you can get a free song, and if you really like the album, it's only $5.99. And I believe at the time, it really raised up the jazz charts. And she sort of has like a Nora Jones-ish sounding voice, but I think she's more of a pure jazz voice, in my opinion, than Nora Jones. A little more pop on the Nora Jones side. Not that I'm not a huge fan. Anyways, the free download this week from Melody is called Worrisome Heart, and you can hear it now.
This is a New Music Tuesday Single of the Week.
I would be lucky to find me a man who could love me the way that I am, with this here worrisome heart. I need a break.
That was Worrisome Heart from this week's Single of the Week, Melody Gardot. And again, her album is $5.99, and she's also part of our Next Big Thing sale, which we've been talking about the last few weeks here on the show.
Cool. You a Korn fan at all, Dixon? I like the heavy metal sounds of the rock band Korn.
I like Korn from a few years ago. I haven't listened to them lately, so I'm not sure. But probably the singles, all the hits. Big Korn fan.
Yeah, they've got a brand new single that they just wrote for the upcoming Haze video game. Are you a gamer?
I am a gamer.
Okay, so do you know much about this new video game called Haze?
I've heard of it. I haven't played it yet, so okay. I don't know if it's out.
I wouldn't know anything about it. Unless my husband plays it or my son, I wouldn't know anything about video games, so I'll have to check in with them.
I think it's along the lines of Bully, but you're hazing.
Okay.
Hazing,
oh,
bullying.
Really?
Well, I think. I could be wrong.
So the band did wrote this single. They also are doing a video for it, and it will be the feature for this this brand new video game, Haze. And just for the Korn fans, just so that you know, the band is going to be returning to the studio to record a new album later on this year. But in the meantime, you've got a single to tide you over. This is called Haze from Korn.
Take it.
Just heard a brand new single from Korn called Haze. And my favorite part, listener email time.
That's right. Every week at this time, at the end of the show, we like to take one email that you guys have kindly taken time out of your day to write us. And we like to feature it here on the show. This week's email comes from Miss S0159. So thank you, Miss S0159. You wanted to write, "Hey, New Music Tuesday, what's up? I've been listening to your show for a while now. Before they had listener emails, I wanted to write you. I think you guys are doing a fantastic job with all those music fans out there and their wallets," in parentheses. So the song I wanted to play was Helicopter, the Whitey version, and it was a remix from the Block Party album, Silent Alarm Remixed. So here you go, MS0159. Here's your remix from Block Party. It's Helicopter, the Whitey version. That was our listener pick of the week. And if you'd like to write us here on the show, you can send us an email to nmtpodcast@apple.com, which stands for New Music Tuesday Podcast at apple.com. Send us your thoughts, album picks, you know, feelings on the show, random facts, fun facts, trivia.
Have we gotten any random facts lately?
We have. We have a couple of emails. I try and break it up, but I'll bring in a fun fact next week or okay. Some trivia.
Cool.
Or just did you know? Did you know? Just fun facts, random thoughts. It's kind of become a fun part of our show, actually.
Yes, absolutely. So. All right. Well, that's about going to do it for this week. Thanks for joining us. I'm Kim Monroe.
And I'm Dixon.
And we'll catch up with you again next week.
New Music Tuesday.